Name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God.
Amen.
Today, on the second Sunday of the Great Lent, the church opens up before the wall, well-known page of the Holy Gospel of Mark. We hear of the healing of the man sick with palsy, a condition that may be referred to being paralyzed with weakened muscles and at times tremors. Folks, we're all like him. Paralyzed in sin, weakened by worldly thoughts, the ways of life, and unsteady in all our ways. When everything is going well, it is easy for us to live the orthodox way of life. Prayer is not a burden. It is somewhat easy to fast. We are generous with alms. We are not troubled by our simple desires. But, when going gets tough, such as when we are sick or spiritually weakened, things are different. It is because it becomes difficult to pray. Fasting becomes a real challenge. We don't think of others, but only ourselves. We often indulge our weaknesses, using our sickness as an excuse, and many other excuses. Here we have Father's teaching us, and we find out that we are truly in times of temptation and adversity, such as being ill or weak. We are pushed by circumstances, challenges, and so reveal who we really are. In the case of the paralyzed man, we might suppose that he realized his condition and asked to be brought to the Lord for his help. If we are wise, we would do the same whenever we find ourselves in difficult situations. Folks, get this picture. Here we have four men carrying a stretcher with a sick man. And when they come to the house where Jesus was, they couldn't enter because it was so crowded. The place was packed. However, despite this, they didn't step back or give up, but climb up on the roof with the stretcher. Now, there's only one man I know that would probably have done that, and that's Father Basil's life. They stripped the roof up and lowered a stretcher in the roof. Who were those people carrying the stretcher? I don't know. The Holy Gospel does not say whether it was relevant, children of the sick man, father, brothers, but it simply said that there were four of us. They may have been his friends or maybe neighbors. They did their best, not for themselves, but for the sick man. After all, not every man will try to climb up the roof of somebody else's house, strip it, lift the stretcher with the sick man, and then lower it and help a rope. We can only imagine how inconvenient and hard that must have been. But at any price, they wanted to get to the house where Christ was. Christ saw their faith and their effort and diligence. And the main thing is that Christ saw and loved what they had towards this man. They were fussing, not about themselves, but about him. They were waiting for his cure and believed that the only one was the Lord Jesus Christ that would save this man who laid on the stretcher as a dead man. My dear brothers and sisters, here before is a good example of perseverance. An example only together people can be saved. Supporting each other, loving, believing, helping, and then God will help each of us. Because as he himself gets us out of the depths of sin, so he wants us to help each other. Sometimes we can't help by outward works, but we can help by inner works. To help, we can sing by simply praying. Every prayer for each other, relatives, friends, and even for our enemies must be pronounced with such a persistence and love of those people carried the paralytic man. With their effort, got them into the house where Christ was. And that's where the issue is. At times, our laziness, tiredness, everyday cares, our busyness, all constantly prevent us from doing so. It will seem for us that we are praying, but are loading up stones. And at this moment, we should recall today's gospel reading. Recall that it was very difficult for these men to lift up the stretcher with the paralytic man to the roof of the house. But Christ saw their faith and love and rewarded them. This kind of effort can also be boring to each of us. The thing is, we won't recall the work we did 2 days ago or short flight. We should value is filled with busyness. With our busy lives, we don't take time to help others. All this separates us from the Lord. Covers the sky, the prayer as smoke from the chimney, when rising, covers the sunlight. And that smoke does. So I ask all of us, is our endless fuss as smoke rises and covers everything, and our life becomes useless and vain? Is that what we're here for? Is that what Christ expects of us? I pray not. Lent is a special time of prayer. Let's get our breath as the Holy Gospel teaches us, continually praying for each other, not only for ourselves, our health, salvation, well-being, but also for our relatives, friends, for all those who are sick and needy, and those who are dear to our hearts. And then all of us joining hands by the prayers and love will rise higher and higher to the Lord. And Christ, seeing our faith, will tell all those for whom we pray and will tell us from whom others pray. My child, wake up from your dreams and sickness, weakness, spiritual paralysis. Get up. Your sins are forgiven. I would like to encourage all of us this morning as we come through the time of Great Lent. This season of preparation for the celebration of the Lord's Pascha, his triumph over death on our behalf. Let us ask God for his grace to see our illness in our weaknesses, in our wickedness. Let us ask for grace to repent and confess. Let us ask him to forgive and heal us. And let us then take up the labor of living that life of Christ for all to see, to the glory of God and the salvation of our soul. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.